were rock steady in their scales, and there were none of the flickering red lights that would warn of impending disaster. That was some comfort, but not much. I had long ago learned to trust my instincts in such matters. It was their alarm signals that were flashing now, telling me to return to the station before it was too late. Well, even now, I do not like to recall those next few minutes, as panic slowly flooded into my mind like a rising tide, overwhelming the dikes of reason and logic that every man must erect against the mystery of the universe. I knew then what it was to face insanity. No other explanation fitted the facts. For it was no longer possible to pretend that the noise disturbing me was that of some faulty mechanism.